One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Don't be afraid. Lock the doors. Turn out the lights. And climb into bed. It's time for Hillbilly Dead Time Stories.
Can a person change after he or she dies? Traditional paranormal investigators will say no. A ghost is the person that he or she was before they died, and there is no revelation in death that magically makes bad people good. This theory is not really backed up, though, by some hauntings that people have reported. While it may be true that a ghost is the same person he or she was before they passed, there are many stories of ghosts moving on after they have come to terms with something or fixing something that they did wrong in life. It might only be a romantic notion, but there also might be some kind of perspective gained. As the living, we hope our sins will be washed away. In this episode, you will hear one such story. Faye was not a well-liked person in life. She was a typical old person of the Eastern Shore. Not stupid by any means, but very set in her ways. And it comes as no surprise that those ways went back several generations. While there's no one around to document her early life, near the end, she was known as a pain, and people avoided her like the plague. Pictures show that she had been an attractive woman in her youth, but the cancer that she suffered through robbed her of her looks and rotted her disposition. Even her husband, Clayton, sick from his own illnesses, had a hard time defending her, although he dearly loved her. As her life slipped away, she got nastier and less tolerable. Towards the end, all of those around her had trouble dealing with her and avoided her. This did nothing to change her disposition, and things only got worse. Ben was supposed to be able to handle her type. He had recently started as a caregiver to the elderly, and he had all the technical skills to work for this couple. When Ben had met his business partner, his friend had two elderly parents who needed to be watched over during the day, and Ben volunteered. Faye was a very old-looking woman who had been sent home from the hospital because there was no treatment possible to make her final days on Earth better. Clayton was not supposed to walk, and Ben was assigned to take care of them and make sure that Clayton didn't walk around and complicate his leg problem. Unfortunately, there was not enough time to introduce himself and get used to the old couple. 3 hours into his assignment, Faye gave in to her disease and died in the kitchen. After that, Ben decided that this kind of work was not for him, and he left to find another career. 3 years later, Clayton died as well. He had been living in the house since his wife's death, and when he passed, Ben and his roommate moved in. It took a while, but they started to remove the items that the couple had collected over the years, selling them in auctions and yard sales and giving the money to the couple's estate. Once the items were out, things began to happen. Ben and his roommate had set up their computers, and right after, Ben's front light would turn off and on. They did not think anything of it at first, and even asked someone to come in and check out the wiring on the house. He was unable to find anything wrong. That's when Ben began to think that maybe the ghost of one of the elderly couple were making life hard on them. This is a common theme in the paranormal world. Two of the most widely known catalysts for hauntings are the renovation of an old house and the moving out of a person's possessions. Both disrupt the known world of the spirit and may even seem criminal to the ghost if he doesn't know that he or she is dead. Ben, unlike many who experience a restless spirit, was quick to act. He said to them, "Okay, I understand, but please don't mess up the computer." Then other things started to happen. As with many paranormal situations, the animal of the house was the most in tune with what was happening. Their cat would walk into the living room, look at Ben sitting in the rocking chair, and suddenly the computer would turn on. He bought a new base with the switches under the monitor, and it still kept happening. Without anything more being said, the ghost and the roommate reached a calm balance in the house. Things still happened, but there was a different tone in the air. While Ben would play his guitar in the front room, he could see someone out of the corner of his eye. When he turned, no one was there. This was not a shadow, but a full person. He had never talked to his roommate, Ed, about the apparition until he started to have his ghostly audience of one. When he finally came forward, he was surprised by Ed's response. Ed said it was Faye because he had seen her several times. Ben accepted it and was really happy that she seemed to have fun. After a lifetime of being called a naughty name, he hoped that she was happy on Earth for once. The spirit continued to listen to him play, but it was not until the spring that Ben truly realized she was a different person. He was doing dishes while Ed watched TV. Their cat walked over to the kitchen entrance. Ben turned around to say hi to her. When he did, all of the kitchen cabinets opened and closed. He and the cat both stared in amazement. He dried his hands and sat down at the chair and told Faye that she got him good. Despite the intensity of the scene, Ben feels that she was playing a joke on him and not trying to scare him. Things went along that way for a while. She made herself known by playing with anything that was electronic in the house and was seen out of the corner of eyes. Eventually, the owner told them that they needed to buy the house or move out. They decided to buy another house. Before leaving, they invited Faye to come with them. Their new house had its share of haunted occurrences, and Ben thinks that Faye is there and has found some friends in death. At the very least, the old hag has found a friend in the living.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Or daddy has to fight off a zombie herd. And once that zombie herd is dead, daddy has to hack off the devil's head. And if that devil's head gets hacked, daddy has to hunt down a werewolf pack. And when that werewolf pack goes down, daddy has to slaughter an evil clown. has to take on a vampire guild. So hush, little baby, don't you cry, or daddy and the whole family will die. One
of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.